The Medrash over here brings, Medrash Rabbah, brings Perachof, Sif Hey, Dabar Acher, Vayib Shalach Paro. We'll try to read the whole thing quickly on both sides, interesting. Hadohu Dechsiv, Shual Chayach, Pardes Rimonim. Amar Abrevi, Mashal Echot. This is a mashal to a person, Hayo Sada, he had a field, Vayo Ba. Gal shel soros, there was a big pile of rocks, worthless rocks in the middle of the field. Amad umachar l'acher, he got up, sold his field to someone else. Amad oso ish shekana, that the purchaser, the buyer, got up. The hever oso gal mitocha, he got rid of the pile of rocks. Umasa tachta mayim chayim, had the beautiful well, beautiful running water, underground, a fountain. The toy gefanim. He planted, and as was obviously very well watered, irrigated. It was very good soil. Nata gefanim, he planted the grapes there, vines, asa, shuros, made rows of it. Nata ba komine, basam, he planted all types of different basamim, sweet smelling fragrances. Nata ba rimonim, pomegranates, and midal konim, bana migdal, basalka built some kind of tower in the middle, hoshiv, basalka shomer, he put a shomer there. A mamashir, gesunta plantation, a gesunta vineyard. Whoever passed by, what a beautiful field, unbelievable, look at this valuable, very valuable piece of land, and how beautiful it's developed, so nice, so valuable. Also, that's everyone else who passed by, said that shvach about it. But this person himself, Shemachra, the seller, way back, who sold some years ago, he sees all this beautiful, everything's filled, all the trees, and the besom, and the gefanim. Omar Oyli Shekach Mocharti Oyli Shekach says to me, what kind of fool was I? Woe is to me, I sold this, I gave this away. He had Moi Charata, what he did. Kachai, because you see, so he didn't know about that, didn't know about the beautiful fountain, the water underneath, and now he sold it, he got rid of it, made a big mistake, he shouldn't have done it, you know, woe is to me, how could I do such a thing? Made a mistake, I didn't realize. Kachai Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim. So to a Kai Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, Gal Shel Soros, they're a bunch of, like a pile of rocks. They weren't so chashev, they weren't so valuable. Shnemar, Gan No, Achosi Kala, Gan No, Mayan Chosum, Kivan Shiosum, once they left B'Mitzrayim, Nasu Pardes Rimon, became a beautiful Pardes of pomegranates. Shnemar Shlochayich Pardes Rimon, Nasu Gefen Ayan, they became like wine. I just skip some of the psukim over here. Not the Bosh Komi B'Samim, not the Tapuchim. All these things, they were very chashiv. Kohayam, so skip that about 5-6 lines. Kohayamim, 4 lines to the bottom, 5 lines to the bottom. Kohayam, Shaya Brios Romas Yisrael. Whenever people saw Kai Yisrael after they see it from Mitzrayim, Hayim Mishapnos, they were Mishabeach Kai Yisrael. How great they are, how beautiful they are, they became, they Kabbalah the Torah, they became Mamash the Rosh Kalumos, the unbelievable great people they are. Mihayim Mishapchan, who used to praise them, Bilam or Rasha. Even Bilam, the Rasha was Mishabeach them. How great they were. Matovach Yaakov, Nechom Tayu. Bilam Ra'osam V'tama, he wondered, Paro Ra'osam. Now, what about good old Paro? Paro sees them, saw them, Shuro, saw the rows of people, Khan, Moviyim, Yisrael, the Golem. How beautiful they were set up, put together, organized, a beautiful nation, community. Hitchel Toveach, he started screaming. Bilam Ra'oila Ra'oso Ish. Woe is to that person, referring to himself, Shekach Hosim Tachyada, they let them, that he sent them out, he had them go free. That's when Paro sent them out. He's referring to this, the Avra, that he was talking about himself. He sent them out, made a big mistake, because they're so valuable, so special, so beautiful, he didn't realize what they were like. So I grew up at one time, I heard him give a shmuz about this, he was, what's his ushto? In the first case, in the case of the Pardes, case of Pardes Rimonim, so yeah, he made a mistake. He didn't realize, you know, he didn't realize how valuable it was. He didn't really try to keep it on. He only voluntarily sold the field. Okay, now he sees, I made a terrible mistake. I didn't realize how valuable it was. I didn't realize under the rocks was water. And what came of it? It became a beautiful Pardes, a beautiful plantation, unbelievable, beyond belief. He felt bad. It's like a guy, that's a guy's a little diamond. He thinks it's worth a couple $1,000, and they told him he sells it. And he realized now it's worth, they told him this is the Hope Diamond is worth $10 million. It's charat, it feels bad. Paro, on the other hand, right, he realized they were valuable, maybe not as much as they ultimately were, but listen, they were his freebie slave force, right? He had a tremendous amount of free labor, slaves, to go ahead and build the cities, build this piece of them. Ramses and everything they built for him, a tremendously valuable commodity. Elamai, how can we let him go? Because he has no choice, because Hashem took him out of Mitzrayim, and he tried with all his might, 1, 2, 3, 10 makas, finally gave up, he couldn't do anything. Hashem forced him, he came screaming, save my life, Paro is it, Bechor. He goes out, then Hashem says, okay, listen, so he has no choice. So, well, if you didn't know how chosh they were, what would happen then? He had no choice anyway. He already wasn't motivated to keep them. He was motivated to save them because they were very valuable to him. Okay, so now he sees they're even more valuable. He didn't realize how chosh they were. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Yisraelim, and the Golem, and all the other milos, they had the Torah, I guess, where all the milos are talking about over here. So he didn't realize, okay, so what difference would it make? It was Baal Korch anyway. So what's the nafka mean? So L'chora Pshat is, Rabbi Grumat said, because Pshat is, as motivated as he was because of the value he had to him before, but with an extra motivation, at least Paro felt, it's not clear if it would have been nafka midas, copy Kodesh Baruch Hu, could be another choice, but at least Paro felt it would have made a difference. I would have kept him. I would have fought Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would have gotten home, and I would have kept my own, I would have been Moser Nefesh more, with all the mysterious Nefesh he had to try to keep them. But if he would be motivated to a greater degree, because look how hush it's like, they were there, now they're up here, I see how hush they were, it would have made a difference in how Paro would have approached the people. Because the motivation, because every level of motivation makes such a difference. As motivated as a person is, you know, you think of both sides, I want to learn, I want to become a Talmud Chacham, I want to become a Gadol Hador, you know? We're motivated, you know, and I'm working hard, I'm coming to Starim, I'm coming to Davening, I'm making the brachas properly, I'm trying to be Yerush Shemaim, you know? Ex-motivation. If you have more motivation, it'll make a tremendous difference. Just like by Paro, that's the word over here. He was so motivated, but it would have made a difference. Whether it would have made a difference on mice or not, it's not clear to me. But at least the guy with Paro's vision, Paro, I guess, was a smart man. That's what the Medrash is saying over here. That he felt totally different. He felt, boy, I would have worked 10 times harder. You know, what do you mean you worked? You worked so hard, it was worth $1 million a day, free labor. What do you mean? I would have worked harder. I would have made a difference in my motivation. If I'm more motivated, I would have pushed harder and done a tremendous thing about. So you can't ever underestimate and think, you know, I have enough. I'm motivated. I'm good. Well, we just learn. You have to work on the motivation to be machazik yourself, to increase your motivation. No matter how motivated you are, you can be the biggest master in the world. So motivated, you can do more. I saw recently B'Shem Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal. He gave a shmuz one time, it seems. It's written over. And the Gemara, it brings the Gemara in Ksuvus. I won't go through the whole thing, but try to do the beginning and the end. It's famous Rabbi Kiva story. The bottom of, well, I think it's on one page by you. Bottom by Ksuvus, it says, Rabbi Kiva Reya the Ben Kalba Savua. Have it. He was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. Chazise Barte the Havi Tzaniya Male. So his daughter sees Sakiva. Kalba Savua's daughter sees he was Saniya, he was Sanua, good midos, I guess, Somali, had a lot of milos. Tosfos doesn't know what that means. You know, he has people like them. Omrogei, so she saw something there. Omrogei, so she saw potential, I guess. Omrogei, she said to him, Yimikadish Nogoch, Azros Rebei Rav. If we get married, will you promise to go to the yeshiva to learn? Omrogei, in. Said, yes, fine. Ikatsha, she was happy, she got married to him. First Kedushin, then it says, Nesuin took place later. I think the monk in the Dharm says, they did Kedushin privately, the Shadarte, and I think then it says they got married afterwards, Shadarte, and she left him, he left her, Shoma, he went out to learn, Shoma Avua, her father heard what happened, Afkami Beise, he threw her out, disowned her, disinherited her, Adra Hanoa Mihnichse, and he made her Asra Bahanoa, you can't have Anach Manichasim. Prohibited her from having any pleasure, any benefit from his nechassim. He's a very wealthy man, as we know. And he asked her, so upset. Also, Yosef, Trey, sorry, Shon, Beirav, so he learned the rest of the week, we skip the middle part. He learned 12 years, another 12 years. In between, you know, he overheard her say that, you know, she said another 12 years. Finally, after 24 years, he comes back. Shama Devisu, right? So his wife hears he's back. She was going out to greet him. Omrei Shivavasa, her neighbor said to her, Shili Mani Levush the Chasoi, you know, you're a pauper in beggar's clothing, go borrow some appropriate clothing and get dressed properly. You know, he'll think you're a Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he won't have any respect for you. Omrehu, she said to them, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto, Don't worry, the pasuk says, Tzadik knows the nefesh of its animal, so to be rosa, Akiva knows who I am. It won't make a difference, it's fine. He'll understand. Ki mote l'gabei, when she comes to him, nofa alapa. Famous story, she fell down on her face. Ka menash kolei, she kissed his feet, l'kare, kissed his feet. Havika medachvei la, they were pushing away. Shamei, the shamoshim, the gaboim there. Omer lahu, he said to them, shafkua, leave her be, she'll leave a shalachem shalahu. Whatever we have, whatever I have, whatever you have, it all belongs to her. Shama'avua, so what happens at the end? After all this, it's God Gador now. Shama'avua, the Asa Gavra Rabba Lamasa. The father hears that a big guy, not knowing it was his son-in-law, he heard a big person came to town, Akiva, but didn't know it was Akiva, didn't know it was his son-in-law. The Asa Gavra Rabba Lamasa. Amar, Ezel Gabay. Efshe the Mefer Nidroi. He had charat, I guess, after all these years, 24 years, he felt bad for his daughter, and he wanted to give her some money, I guess. And he wanted to be Mefer Neder. Efshe the Mefer Nidroi. Also, Gabay, so he came to him and asked him, Shaila, I want to somehow, can you Mefer my Neder somehow? I want to be Mahaner. Omrolei, so Rabbi Kiva said to Kabbal Shavua, Adaita the Gavar Rabba mi Nodra. Will you... Would you know there, even if he becomes a big Talmud Chacham? Amalei, so he's still not knowing that it was him. Amalei, afiu perik echad, afiu halacha achas. Even if he would know one halacha, one perik, I would never do it. I would not make the neder. If I would know that he can even do one perik and one halacha, I wouldn't be made for neder. Amalei, so Akiva says to him, Anohu, I'm your son-in-law. Nafa pay, he falls on his face. Vinashki kissed him, Al Kare on his feet. Yahweh Pagamoni, gave him half his estate, of his assets. That's the Gemara. So Shmuel Birman does also like this. There's another Gemara also. We all know the famous Gemara. Who was Rabbi Kiva? Right? He was not just God Gador, 24,000 Talmidim. He was someone, the Medrash, I don't know where it is, I couldn't find the Medrash. The Medrash says, famous Medrash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu by Matan Torah. He showed him Rabbi Kiva down the road. There'll be a famous Rabbi Kiva. There'll be a big Talmud Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu sees him, sees this nevuah. He says, "So what do you want from me? Why are you giving the Torah to me? Give it to Rabbi Kiva. You know, he's such a gadol. Seems he was saying he was more royal than I am. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Am. Hashem says, forget about it. Let me do my thing. I'm giving it to you. Mashmos being that granted, you're right. He was royal to be given the Torah to him. But I have my cheshbonos. You know, Hashem runs the world a certain way. He didn't say, no, you're wrong, you're greater than he is. He didn't say that. The mashmos, Shmuel said it was that mashmos, that Rabbi Akiva was right. He was the greatest to be given it to. So he was such a God Gador, 24 years. But nevertheless, who was this person before the 24 years? Like Kabbal Shavua. Why did he go ahead and disown him? Why was he so upset? In retrospect, he said, because I thought the guy was a total Amoritz, and he was. And he would never, ever know one halacha. He would not have done it if he knew the fact, he would know, he would get into base medrash. It's not clear if it means through because of ability or because he's just a total, not into learning, no shaykhus, but he'll never, ever become anything. He'll be the class batlan, the community beggar, the community nothing. He'll have no shaykhus to learning, not even one halacha he won't do. That Kabbalah was a smart man. We don't assume he made a terrible mistake that, you know, his uptight was right. You know, he is someone the way he is now. He has no shaykh anything. But eventually became the God Gador bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. What's pshat? That's pshat, right? What's pshat? Right? Motivation, right? He was motivated. However, the assumption was he would never be motivated. The batlan he was, the Bowery bum he was, has no shaykh of wanting to learn. Somehow, he pushed hard, and he became the God Gador. When a person has motivation, Rabbosai, that was Shmuel's word. When a person is motivated, he can accomplish the welt. What's not shayach masik, minakotza lakotza. He had no shaykhs anything. They couldn't imagine any shaykhs to one halacha, to one parak he couldn't do. It wasn't shaykh by him. He has no shaykhs to learning. But everything turned around. Maybe it was because he wanted to please her. Maybe that's how it started. You know, there's always different motivations. But the bottom line, a person can turn and can change from someone who has no shaykhus to any learning at all. And if he's properly motivated, properly inspired, properly and works hard, his hasmad is there, Rabbi Othai, he can become the mamish bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Othai, we have to motivate ourselves. We have to you know, we might think we are motivated, Baruch Hashem, we're here because we're motivated, right? But we're Musar, you motivate yourself more, the Chashiv is a Torah, Chashiv is being a Talmud Chacham, being an Eved Hashem, whatever, all the above. The more motivated a person is, there's no end to the godliness a person can achieve. The heights of Ruchnis, the heights of being a Talmud Chacham, heights of being Yerushamayim, it's all the same on both sides. Motivation is the key. When a person motivates himself, whether it's self-motivated, whether it's inspired by someone else, the motivation comes and can bring a person to new heights.